Rokuro Kubi by Lafcadio Hearn. Nearly 500 years ago, there was a samurai named Isogai Heidezaimon Taketsura in the service of the Lord Kikuji of Kyushu. This Isogai had inherited from many warlike ancestors a natural aptitude for military exercises and extraordinary strength. While yet a boy, he had surpassed his teachers in the art of swordsmanship, in archery, and in the use of the spear, and had displayed all the capacities of a daring and skillful soldier. Afterwards, in the time of the Eikyo War, he so distinguished himself that high honors were bestowed upon him. But when the house of Kikuji came to ruin, Isogai found himself without a master. He might then easily have obtained service under another daimyo. But as he had never sought distinction for his own sake alone, and as his heart remained true to his former lord, he preferred to give up the world. So he cut off his hair and became a traveling priest, taking the Buddhist name of Kairyu. But always, under the koromo of the priest, Kairyu kept warm within him the heart of the samurai. As in other years, he had laughed at peril, so now also he scorned danger. And in all weathers and all seasons, he journeyed to preach the good law in places where no other priest would have dared to go. For that age was an age of violence and disorder, and upon the highways there was no security for the solitary traveler, even if he happened to be a priest. In the course of his first long journey, Kairyu had occasion to visit the province of Kai. One evening, as he was traveling through the mountains of that province, darkness overcame him in a very lonesome district, leagues away from any village. So he resigned himself to pass the night under the stars, and having found a suitable grassy spot by the roadside, he lay down there and prepared to sleep.